This morning I want to just share with you a sort of reminder, that this past week and a half or so, I sensed the Lord speaking to my heart and really even laying on my heart as the message for us this morning. You know it already, it's not new for you, but it is that I believe the Lord would speak to us today. You and I would remember again, you and I would learn to live again more and better in the confidence and the assurance of this, that you and I would prepare ourselves to more and more experience this. The reminder for us today, Jesus has all authority. Just prior to his ascension, he said as much. In Matthew chapter 28 and verse 18, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. I really do believe it, that the Lord would meet with us today, each one in this room, to remind us simply of that, to remind us, to speak to our hearts, to speak to your heart and to mine as well. The reminder, Jesus has all authority, that he would remind us of that so that we might filter all of life, everything that you're going through, everything that you're dealing with, before there's one thought of that, before one thing is said of that, let this be in our minds, let this be in our hearts, let this be on our lips. Jesus has all authority. Don't you understand this morning? That is the potential. I believe it does. The potential and the power to change everything, to change your perspective on everything that is your life right now. Because of that, I believe this, that in the reminder then would be encouragement, would be strength, would be comfort for you and me. Hope and joy and peace would be restored, faith built up. And still, even this, New Life, I believe it. I really, really do. Maybe more than anything, I pray that you as well would take hold of this and believe this with me, that with the reminder would come the demonstration, that God would meet with us today in this very room, and before we walk out those doors, that God would be here in this place to not just remind us of his authority, but to demonstrate it among us, to let us see his authority at work in our midst, in our own lives. Jesus has all authority. With that as our focus, it really is true. There's a lot that we could consider regarding this word, regarding the idea of authority, specifically the all authority that Jesus has. This morning, I want to share with you a few thoughts, spending the week thinking about the authority of Jesus. These are just the things that sort of seem to come to the surface of my heart or my mind, if you will. These are the things that I thought of, maybe especially in light of the day that we're living in. First, this related to the word. In Mark chapter 1 and verse 21, they went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, Jesus went into the synagogue and began to teach. The people were amazed at his teaching because he taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Jesus has all authority, and because he does, his is the all authoritative word. Cultural trends don't have all authority. Society, with its ever-changing standards of what's right, what's wrong, acceptable and unacceptable, society doesn't have all authority. The educational system doesn't have all authority. Not even the religious system, that doesn't have all authority. The political system, no president, no governor, no world ruler, no congressman, no senator, no Supreme Court judge or any other judge for that matter, no man, no woman has all authority. Only Jesus does. It's why his word then stands above all others. His word is truth, always the truth. What he says is right, always it's right. What he says is wrong, always it's wrong. His promises are for sure. Because he has all authority, his word is all authoritative. So then his promises are true and trustworthy. You can hold forever to them. You can build your life upon them. They will be for you a sure foundation. Let me remind you of that related to this. In 2 Peter chapter 3, we read this. First of all, you must understand that in the last days, scoffers will come, scoffing and following their own evil desires. They will say, "Where is this coming he promised? Ever since our fathers died, everything goes on as it has since the beginning of creation. But do not forget, with the Lord a day like 1,000 years, 1,000 years like a day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some understand slowness. He's patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance." And here it is, the culmination of it all. "But the day of the Lord will come, because he has all authority. If he says he's coming to Bethlehem's manger to die for all the sins of all humanity, he is. And if he says he's coming again to rule and reign over all the earth, he is. And no scoffers scoffing can change that, because he has all authority. And because he does, it's his word that is true." Can I encourage you? For whatever you're going through, whatever you're dealing with, what you really need is a word from the Lord. What you really need is a promise of Scripture, because then nothing else will matter, because nothing has authority like he has, and nothing is all authoritative like his word is. His is the God-breathed word, and because it's that, his is the only word that's useful for teaching and rebuking and correcting and training in righteousness. His is the pure and the perfect word. It revives the soul. It makes wise the simple. It brings joy to the heart. His is the word that is to be desired even more than silver or gold. Can I ask you this morning, do you desire his word like that? More even than silver. More even than gold, do you long for a word from the Lord that you can stand on, that you can build your life upon, that can be a sure foundation for you? The grass withers and the flower fades, but his word stands forever. Heaven and earth even will pass away, but not one mark, not one jot, not even one tittle of his word will pass, but that it's first been fulfilled. I believe we're living in a day where the word has come under attack like never before. Not that it hasn't before, but unlike it's ever been before. This word of God has come under attack. So I believe, like never before, we need to firmly establish ourselves on the authority of his word. Listen, we forever hold to God's word without wavering. We will believe it, we'll accept it, we'll obey it. Forever, it will be our rule for faith and conduct. Forever, we will live by the commands and the standards that this word sets. We will not compromise. Just because the culture and society that we live in says we should, we will never call evil good and good evil. We will never claim the wrong to be right and sin to be acceptable. We can't. We won't. Because he has all authority. And it's his word then that is all authoritative. Forever we will believe in the promises of this word. Let the scoffers come with their scoffing. We will not be moved. We will not be shaken in our belief that this word, that his promises are true. Let the world despise and reject it. Let all humanity turn against us, hold us in contempt. and derision because of it. Let the devil, even all the demonic hosts of hell, assault our belief in it. We will not waver. I just sense it. In light of our day, as I see the world that we live in and the condition of it, the word is under attack. The word is being compromised. And listen to me, church. It's under attack, not just from out there, but even within the walls of the church itself. The word is under attack. The word is being compromised. And so the reminder from the Lord for us today, New Life, listen, only Jesus has all authority. And because only he does, only his word is the all authoritative word. Mark chapter 1. Went to Capernaum, Sabbath came. Jesus in the synagogue begins to teach. People were amazed at his teaching. He taught them as one who had authority, not as the teachers of the law. Just then a man in their synagogue who was possessed by an evil spirit cried out, "What do you want with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." "Be quiet," said Jesus sternly. "Come out of him." The evil spirit shook the man violently and came out of him with a shriek. The people were also amazed that they asked each other, "What is this? A new teaching, and with authority. He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him." Let's just first consider the descriptor, the evil. How good to be reminded this morning. Jesus has all authority, even over all that's evil. As I consider the day that we're living in, I sense it. No wonder the reminder, no wonder the need for it. Don't forget this. Listen, be reminded today, dear brother, dear sister, New Life, remember today, Jesus has all authority, even over all that's evil in our world today. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, this from the Living Bible, "You may as well know this too, Timothy, that in the last days it's going to be very difficult to be a Christian. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be proud and boastful, sneering at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful to them, thoroughly bad. They'll be hard-headed, never give in to others. They will be constant liars and troublemakers and will think nothing of immorality. They will be rough and cruel and sneer at those who try to do good. They will betray their friends. They'll be hot-headed, puffed up with pride, and prefer good times to worshiping God." This is the reminder from the Lord for us today. As we feel the pressure and the heartache and the misery and the contention and the stress and strain and uneasiness of living in the last days that are exactly as God's word said they would be. Even as we find ourselves here in this day, it would seem, in fact, that the words of 2 Timothy don't adequately describe just how evil and wicked and vile and depraved this last day's world has become. In fact, maybe better to simply say it like this: there are no words to describe completely, adequately, and accurately the iniquity of this day that we live in. Romans chapter 1, furthermore, "Since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents, senseless, faithless, heartless, and ruthless. Although they know God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them." This is the reminder from the Lord for us, strangers in this pilgrim, this hostile world. This is the reminder from the Lord for us today as we seek to follow Him and His call and His command to be holy even as He is, to be salt, to be light on a hill in a world filled with all that mess as described by Paul to Timothy and to the church in Rome. This the reminder. Oh, but Jesus has all authority over all that's evil. Consider this. For however old you are, for as many years as you can recall, you have seen wickedness increase. You have seen sin ever more abound. Some of us, we were around and we can remember because we were of age to remember. We understood society. We understood what was happening in culture since the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s and 80s and even into the 90s. And we thought things were bad then. We thought the Beatles coming from England were the devil incarnate. We thought Elvis doing his little knee shaking, hip, whatever. We thought the end had come. How naive we were to the steep slope of sin and evil and wickedness. Watch this. Too many years of seeing only that. We can forget who has all authority. We can think that evil does. We've seen it winning a lot of battles after all. When was the last time righteousness won the day? We wonder. We maybe can't remember. And so we question. And so we wonder. And so God sends us His word this morning. Let me remind you, Jesus has all authority. I know everywhere you look, there's evil and sin abounds. Listen, Jesus. Don't be bound by it. Don't be discouraged by it. Don't lose hope because of it. Understand today instead this. Filter it all through this. Oh, but Jesus has all authority, even over all that's evil. I was reading just the story the other day of John the Baptist beheaded by Herod. I've shared this with you before. For whatever the reason, that story, it just hurts me. It's just, to me, it's just such the triumph of evil. Herod, this debauchery-filled party that he has. Herod married to his brother's wife. That's wrong. Herod's an evil man. He's a wicked ruler. And what he's done in taking her as his own, it's evil. And here at this party, her daughter dancing, and one can only imagine the innuendo and immorality of it all. Herod, evil through and through, only doing evil, being influenced by evil, and because of it, the evil of it all, John, the greatest born of all women, the cousin of Jesus, the one anointed to prepare the way for the Messiah, becomes the victim of the evil and is beheaded. I know there's many other stories like it. Minus Judas and John, really all the disciples will experience death because of evil's rejection of Jesus. The kind of thing is happening even still today. The righteous being slain by the wicked. I read this story though, and for whatever reason, I'm bothered by it. Because evil isn't supposed to be able to do like that. Evil isn't supposed to be able to win the day like that. I look at the world all the time, everywhere in our world, the apparent triumph of evil. Do you understand? Even if just for me, how good, how needed and necessary the reminder, oh, but Jesus has all authority. Evil may appear to win, but because He has all authority over it, it never really can, and it never really will. Maybe the evil of our day has taken its toll on you. Maybe evil, the evil of evil people, has come near to you. Maybe you've become the victim of it. Hear the reminder this morning. I believe that some of you would recognize, oh, the truth of you having need to hear this today. Jesus has all authority, even over the evil that's come against you. Now, the completion of the thought. He even gives orders to evil spirits, and they obey him. Jesus doesn't just have all authority over all that's evil. He has authority even as well over all that's demonic. The attack, the assault of the enemy against you. Listen, I believe this. The devil makes a battlefield of our mind. How we think, what we determine to believe. The devil gets in our head. He wants to make you doubt. He wants to make you discouraged. He wants to make you give up. He wants you to start thinking, because God hasn't done it, maybe he's not going to do it. He's not healed me yet, I guess he's not going to. He's not helped me yet, I guess he's not going to. He's not delivered me yet, he's not provided the miracle yet, he's not saved yet. I might as well give up in believing that he will. He has it, he's not going to. Listen to me this morning. The devil is a liar. He fights the battle with you in your mind so he can put that in your mind. But he's a liar. The devil, he fights the battle with you so that his whispers of deceit would be all that you would hear and all that you would believe. But he's a liar. No wonder the word of the Lord in 2 Corinthians, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought and make it obedient to Jesus. For every lie, for all the deceit from the devil would be this truth. Oh, but Jesus has all authority. I don't have to listen to that. I don't listen to the one with lesser authority. I listen to the one with all authority. I don't have to accept that as truth. Because Jesus has all authority. He has all authority over evil. And he has all authority over the devil and the demonic. Can I ask you this morning, what are you hearing? What voice? Whose voice are you listening to? Maybe I would say it this way. The most important question, I believe, really it would be, who, what are you coming into agreement with? I heard this from one pastor recently. It takes two to make life. If you're going to come in agreement with the devil, if you're going to partner with him in his lies, now there's two. You'll bring life to the lie that he's telling you. Do you understand, though, the alternative? If you'll come into agreement with Jesus, the one who has all authority, if you'll come into agreement with him, you'll bring life to what he says about you, what he speaks over you, over all that would be evil, over all that would be demonic, over every addiction, over every stronghold, over every bondage. Jesus has all authority. Come into agreement with that. Come into agreement with this. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome, because the one who is in you is greater than the one in the world. I believe it. The devil senses his time is short. Listen to me, dear church. And because he does, like never before, I believe we're about to see and experience an increased intensity in his efforts to steal, kill, and destroy. Because that's what he does. That's always what he does. And with time running out, he'll do it more and more and more. I don't say it to sound dramatic or sensational. I say it because I believe it's true. You and I are about to experience attacks from the enemy. Maybe even you're already there today like we've never experienced before. And I don't know how well we'll make it through, even if every one of us will, except that we take hold of this reminder today. Jesus has all authority. All authority over all that's evil. All authority over the devil and all his efforts to steal and kill and destroy in me. Greater is the one in me, because the one in me has all authority. He's greater than anyone. He's greater than anything in this world that would come against me. It's true. Listen to me. At Calvary's cross, the devil was disarmed and rendered powerless. At Calvary's cross, the victory was declared once and for all. Jesus, he and he alone, is the one with all authority, and he is in you. The attack becoming greater and greater as the devil's time gets shorter and shorter. Listen to me. Oh, but you are children of God. Listen to me. And you have already overcome. The battle was won for you some 2,000 years ago nearly, when the devil was defeated and rendered powerless. You have already overcome because Jesus has all authority and he is in you. I wonder this morning, some of you sense you're under attack. It seems as if it were the devil has come against you. Listen, I believe it today, that Jesus meets with you so that you can be reminded in the midst of the battle. Listen, in the midst of the battle, hear the word of the Lord today. He has all authority. He has all authority over all that's evil. He has all authority over every evil spirit, even over the spirit of infirmity. In Luke chapter 13, this is what we read. Now Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath, and behold, there was a woman who had a spirit of infirmity, 18 years, and was bent over and could in no way raise herself up. But when Jesus saw her, he called her and said to her, "Woman, you are loosed from your infirmity." And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. Jesus has all authority over every infirmity, over all sickness. Look as well again in Mark chapter 1, verse 29. As soon as they left the synagogue, they went with James and John to the home of Simon and Andrew. Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told Jesus about her. So he went to her, took her hand, and helped her up. The fever left her, and she began to wait on them. That evening after sunset, the people brought to Jesus all the sick and demon-possessed. The whole town gathered at the door, and Jesus healed many who had various diseases. Because Jesus has all authority, he can heal. Whether it's a woman with a spirit of sickness on her, a mother-in-law in bed with a fever, a whole town with all kinds of sickness and disease. It doesn't matter, not with Jesus, because he has all authority over it all. In Mark 1 and verse 40, it's a man with leprosy. "If you're willing, you can make me clean," he says to Jesus. And to him the Lord responded, "I am willing." That's his heart. That's the Lord's compassion for his people. Now then, his authority, "Be clean." And immediately the leprosy left him. In Matthew 5, the request of the centurion, "Heal my servant. But you don't have to come to my house where my servant is to do that. I'm not worthy to have you come there. So you just speak the word." And Jesus, because he has all authority, he has only to speak the word. And when he does, at the very moment he does, the servant is made well. The servant has to be made well because the sickness has to go, because the one with all authority has told it to go. I believe we're living in a day where Jesus is about to remind more and more his people. cancer doesn't have all authority. Jesus the healer does. COVID doesn't have all authority. Diabetes, messed up blood pressure, heart problem, lung issues, doesn't have all authority. Jesus does. Whatever makes a woman to be bent over and unable to stand right doesn't have all authority. Arthritis, bad back, bad knees, bad any and every other joint doesn't have all authority. Jesus does. Listen, because he has compassion for his people, he's willing, and because he has authority, he can. He can speak the word, and the spirit of infirmity, your sickness, whatever it is, will have to go. Ultimately, the devil, the demonic, they don't just want you sick, not even just miserable. They want you eternally condemned, cast into the lake of fire with them. They want you experiencing the same wage they've earned from God. That's death. And sin brings that. But for that, still the reminder for us today, oh, aren't you glad Jesus has all authority, even all authority to forgive all sin. Mark chapter 2, Jesus in Capernaum. People heard he'd come. So many gathered, there's no room left. He preaches the word. Some men come bringing to him a paralytic. Since they could not get to Jesus because of the crowd, they made an opening in the roof. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the paralytic, "Son, your sins are forgiven." Teachers of the law are sitting there. Why does he talk like that? Who can forgive sins but God alone? He can't do that. He's not supposed to say like that. Immediately Jesus knew and said to them, "Which is easier, to say your sins are forgiven or to say get up, take up your mat and walk?" It's obviously easier to say your sins are forgiven. Nobody knows. Are his sins forgiven? Are they not? Nobody knows. Nobody can really tell. It's easier to say that than to say get up and walk, because then everybody knows. Jesus responds, "But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sin," he said to the paralytic, "I tell you, get up, take your mat and go home." And he did. New Life, I believe it. I really do. Listen to me, church. I believe we're entering into a new day of a new demonstration of God's authority. More and more, the miraculous, divine, unexplainable healing. More and more, the demonized, the oppressed set free. More and more, addictions broken, those held in bondage delivered. More and more and more, the demonstration of Jesus' authority over evil spirits, over sin and sickness. We've been praying for it on Wednesdays. And I don't want to put words in their mouths, but I believe that everyone that comes would attest to the same. We are at the threshold of the demonstration of Jesus' authority like we've never seen before. And I believe it. I believe he's opened wide the door for us to enter in, so that we can see no sin, no sickness, no bondage, no addiction, no evil spirit, not even the devil himself, none of it even has any authority, because he has it all. Jesus has all authority. He has authority over all your circumstances. Remember from a couple of Sundays ago, he's the author of your story. Nothing happens apart from his oversight. Nothing happens to you but that he's aware of it. Even better to say, in full control of it, because after all, your circumstances don't have all authority. Jesus does. He has it all. He knows what you're going through. He knows what you're dealing with. That's good news. There's a part here, though, where we struggle with this. Rather than being encouraged and filled with hope, God's in charge of my circumstances. And rather than interpreting that truth in light of his goodness and his promise to work good, God's in charge of my circumstance. I believe in that. I stand on that. No matter what I'm in, no matter what I'm going through, because he has all authority over it, good is going to come from it. Rather than that, we tend to consider from the negative rather than the positive. Maybe some even in the room this morning, the message is meant to encourage, instill hope, restore joy and peace. Jesus has all authority. And here we come to this. Jesus has all authority over your circumstances. And rather than be encouraged by that and lifted up by that, you've immediately jumped to the negative. Well, if God's in charge, God has all authority, then why this? Why am I going through what I'm going through? Why hasn't it stopped? Why hasn't the pain stopped? Why hasn't he done this? Why hasn't he done that? Full disclosure, I don't have an answer. I wish I did. I would share it with you if I did have it. I don't know. I'm reminded of Jim's message last Sunday. Maybe God has some spoils prepared for you. Blessings that you can't get except there's a battle for you to be in. A battle then for you to win. And plunder then for you to take. I don't know. Again, from last Sunday, maybe beyond you and your story, somebody's going to be traveling through that valley of weeping after you. And they're going to need some water there. They're not going to make it through unless someone's gone before and dug a well that becomes the place of refreshing for them. So that refreshed now, even still while in the valley, they can make it through. Maybe it's that. It could be that. I don't know. I don't know why God hasn't done the miracle yet for you. I don't know why God hasn't made the pain to stop. I don't know why God hasn't done this or changed this or done that or changed that. But listen, I believe it. There's encouragement to be found in this. Don't miss the encouragement that's found here. He has all authority. I can't explain it. I don't understand it all. I don't have an answer to all of your questions. But on the authority of his word, I can tell you this morning that no matter what you're going through, no matter what you find yourself in the middle of, Jesus has all authority over it all. We can find comfort in that. We can rest in that. No matter our circumstances, he has authority. Let me illustrate that in relationship to this world. This world's gone crazy. It's a mess. You know that. I do too. We all sense it. One preacher I heard said, we all feel that something's wrong because something's wrong. But this is the assurance we have. Even now in the middle of the mess and the chaos and the crazy, God is sovereign over it all. He has all authority over all circumstances, even the crazy and the messy and the chaotic ones of our day. And we know this because we know the end of the story, don't we? We know this truth, the crazy, the messy, and the chaotic. In that, through that, God is putting the pieces in place for his plan and his purpose. We know the end. This mess, still maybe another mess to come, maybe even another mess after that. We have no idea, but ultimately we know it's going to come to this, the sound of a trumpet. And you and I caught up to be with the Lord forever and ever with him. And watch this. It's still even more than just that. After you and I are gone, we know it, we read it. All hell literally going to break loose on this planet. Under the rule of the Antichrist and his false prophet, judgment of God poured out. Watch this. Even in that, even then, Jesus is still having all authority. Because even then, you've read it, amongst the earthquakes, amidst the pestilence and the famine, the abomination that brings desolation, the mark by which no one can buy or sell, even then, in the middle of it all, He's sovereign. He's orchestrating all of that then to bring about this. I saw heaven standing open, and there before me was a white horse, whose rider is called Faithful and True. With justice he judges and makes war, his eyes like blazing fire, on his head many crowns. He has a name written on him that no one knows but himself. He's dressed in a robe dipped in blood, and his name is the Word of God. The armies of heaven, that's you and me, followed him, riding on white horses and dressed in fine linen, white and clean. Out of his mouth came a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. On his robe and on his thigh, he had this name written, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw the beasts, the kings of the earth, the armies gathered together to make war. But the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet who had performed the miraculous signs, the two of them thrown alive into the lake of burning sulfur. And I saw an angel coming down out of heaven, having the key to the abyss, and he seized the dragon, the ancient serpent who is the devil or Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. In Revelation 21, then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. I saw the holy city coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed. I heard a voice from the throne. Now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He'll wipe away every tear from their eye. There'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. And he who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Do you understand? This world, it's how we would say it. It's out of control. But really, no. It's under his control, because he has all authority over all circumstances. And as it is with the world, listen, so it is with you. So it is with your circumstances, my dear brother, my dear sister. Think them out of control? No! No way! Rather under his control, because he has all authority over all your circumstances. In Matthew 26, Jesus is arrested. And Peter, thinking he needs to intervene, pulls out his sword. But Jesus tells him no. And do you remember this, Peter? Don't you know? I could call a legion of angel armies. We often think of that from this perspective. In the Old Testament, we read the story of one angel killing 186,000 of the Assyrian army. Jesus says, I could call a legion, not one, but thousands upon thousands. Peter, put your sword away. Peter, what do you think? I need your sword. I don't need your sword. Peter, put your sword away. Don't you understand? I have authority. You're walking by what you can see. You think I'm in trouble. You think evil's winning the day. You think I'm being arrested and oh, the travesty of it all. God has ordained this because he has written this. He has planned for this, for the salvation of humanity. Peter, regardless of what you can see, you need to understand in this moment, nothing has changed as it was, is, and will forever be. I have all authority, even now. Now, dear brother, dear sister, listen to the word of the Lord. I don't mean to be rude or to sound rude. I say it to you because I believe it's the word of the Lord to you. Put your anxiousness away. Come on. You think that's going to solve the problem? Put your worry away. What good is your worry going to do? Put the fear away. Put the discouragement away. Put the depression away. Don't you know he has all authority? You're walking by what you can see. Oh no, I'm in trouble. God didn't see this coming. God's not prepared to help me. I don't think God can help me. I better pull the worry out. I better get the fear out and ready, the discouragement to control me, And Jesus says, put it away. Don't you know he has all authority? I'm not sure it'll make the pain go. I do hope it would make the moment easier for you. I don't understand all that God does, all that he doesn't do. His ways are not our ways. His timing seems to never be ours. But listen, I believe it. We can rest. We can be encouraged. We can be strengthened, filled with hope and joy and peace as we're reminded even simply this. I know you want Jesus to get you out of your circumstances. And listen, remember, let's go back. He has all authority. You better believe he can. He has all authority over any evil that's come against you. He has all authority over any attack of the enemy against you. He has all authority over any sickness that currently plagues you. Listen, don't miss it. He does. He has all authority. He can do it. He has but to only speak the word and you'd be set free and delivered in this moment. Because he has all authority, whatever's come against you has to go when he says for it to go. But until then, his ways are not our ways. We would have done it yesterday. His timing, not our timing. Until he does it, be reminded of this. Jesus has all authority. All that you're dealing with, all that you're going through. Rest. I pray that today you're able to rest in that. I can put the fear away. Come on, dear brother, put the fear away. Put the anxiousness away. And let's take hold of this. We're going to rest instead. Jesus has all authority. His word is the authoritative word. He has the authority over evil, the demonic, sin, and sickness. And he has all authority over all your circumstances. I believe it. Jesus wants us to be reminded of that today. I really believe he does. He wants us to hear that again. He wants you to reset your heart and mind on that again. He wants your faith built up, firmly established on that again. For whatever your concern, for whatever your struggle, whatever the difficulty, whatever the thing that you feel anxious about or worried about or fearful about or unsettled about, whatever the stress in your life, whatever you're not sure about, whatever it is, listen to the word of the Lord today. He has all authority over it all. Hear his word. Be reminded of that truth. Let your life be changed by it. Be revived and renewed, filled with joy. Because you hear his word, you receive his word. He has all authority over everything that I'm going through, everything that I'm dealing with, everything I'm struggling with. He has all authority. I believe it's more than just that. Not just a reminder today, but the demonstration of that. I believe God wants to begin to meet again with his people and let them to know, listen, I don't want you just to be reminded. I want you to see it. I want you to experience sickness gone because he has all authority. Depression gone. I don't care what the struggle is. I don't care how big you think it to be. I don't care how small you think it to be. He has all authority. And why not today that here in our midst, he demonstrates that to you and me as he commands the sickness to go, the depression to go, the bondage to go, the addiction to go, as he shows to us. It's not just a reminder, it's the demonstration as well. He does have all authority. And finally, I think we would do wrong if we didn't consider this during our time of prayer. Jesus has all authority. Let him have all authority over you. This morning, in response to the word, it would be right and good for us to surrender ourselves one more time. Jesus, have all authority in me. Have all authority over me. Father, I pray that as we come to this time where we respond to your word, I invite you, God, would you meet us here in this place? And some are just going to come and we're just going to meet with you, time of prayer and a time of worship. We're going to take hold of this word. we're going to reestablish our life on this word that Jesus, you do have all authority. You do have all authority. We're going to take hold of that. We're going to believe that again. We're going to let hope to be restored and joy to be renewed in our spirits as we live on that, build our lives again on that, reestablish that as the perspective from which we see all of the circumstances that we're going through. You have all authority over it all. And Lord, some are going to come and we're asking you, would you demonstrate among us today? We just believe it. We believe it. That the sick can be healed today. Because Jesus, you have all authority. The demonized and the oppressed can be set free, liberated in the name of Jesus. Because you have all authority. So Father, would you meet with us here and all of us. I pray it for all of us. Lord, we surrender ourselves to you. We surrender ourselves to you. Jesus, have all authority over me and in me. Jesus, have all authority in and over this church. You have all authority, Lord, we pray, in us and over us. In Jesus' name. I've said it, and I'll just say it one more time. I believe it with all my heart. That for whatever you're going through and dealing with, the Lord has met you here today with this word. He has all authority over it all. He has all authority over it all. And I pray that today we rest in that. And I pray as well that we not miss, I believe he wants to demonstrate that among us. He wants to show us. Can I make it personal? Whatever your need is, he wants to show you that he has all authority over that thing. He wants you to see it. Not just to be reminded, but to experience his authority at work. Oh, I pray you have faith to believe that again. I pray that you do. Would you stand? Let me pray the blessing of the Lord over you as we prepare to leave. Would you extend your hands to receive the blessing of the Lord? As under shepherd of the great shepherd and high priest of this assembly, I speak it. On the authority of God's word, I declare it over you. The Lord bless you. Oh, that's good. That's good. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be good and be gracious to you. And the Lord turn to you and give to you his peace. Listen, this is just not tradition. This is not just what we do. Receive that this morning. Would you say amen? Receive the blessing of the Lord. I receive it today. Amen and amen.